And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
When we start this talk, that's when you start to react, audience. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the very important part. If we say something funny or something that amazes you, react, please. Because we've had some mail saying it sounds like we're broadcasting from an air-sealed room. But it's not the case. Is it, audience?
Hands on those eyes.
Oh, no, that's...
Hey, what's in the great Bob and Ray fondue bowl today? Brussels sprouts in there?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it. Wallace, Bob and Ray's small assistant, what's in there?
I don't know. I didn't fill it up.
Now, look, if you're not nice to us, we're not going to play your record today.
Okay. You're going to play it?
We're going to try to get to it if we have time.
I really want a career singing.
If the occasion arises, Wallace, our small assistant, has made a demo record, a demonstration record that he'd like to have us play, and we'll try to get to it today.
I'd appreciate it if you do.
All right.
I wonder if I can have the microphone to announce my new project. Things are really flying for me now, Bob.
Well, listen, you mentioned something last week about going into business or something. What is this?
Well, I have bought an old home up in Maine.
Hey.
It's right on Turhan Bay.
I know that place. That's beautiful up there.
And I'm turning it into an inn with old New England food.
It'd
be a nice, lovely place, I think.
I think that's right down your alley. That's a wonderful thing because you are such a good cook.
Well, I've always wanted to operate a place like that, Bob. And so long as I'm getting along, it's time for me to think of the future.
Of course. Why'd you get the lease for it?
Well, I have what you call a mortgage. And the man at the bank advised me to put a heavy mortgage on it so it wouldn't blow away. That's what he said.
But the roof is a little light,
yeah,
huh?
So that's what I've done.
And you're right. Put a lot of money into it. What are you going to call this place?
Well, I thought of calling it Do Drop In, but then I realized there are thousands of those all over. So I've settled on Grossinger's.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That's using that, too.
Well, who is?
There is one up here, upstate New York here.
It's funny, you know, I probably heard about that. It was in my mind, and I thought of it myself.
Subliminal to you, yeah.
Well, maybe Emily Shaw, or Mary...
Oh, we have those,
Well...
Well, just Mary McGroom.
How about Skytop Lodge?
Well, is it on a high point of land overlooking the bay?
Yes, it's very high.
There's a Skytop Lodge over in Poconos.
Oh, there is one.
Oh. Well, then, I think maybe I'll just call it Mary Magoon's Inn, home cooking.
Fine. Are you going to do all the cooking yourself, or do you...
Well, I'll have to get a salad boy, and I'll have to get a dishwasher, and...
Why don't you get a French chef and
really
do it upright?
Well, I don't know about French cuisine up there. I think people want good old what they call farm cooking.
Well, of course,
farm
they do look for that, I suppose.
Country cooking. That's what we're going to specialize in. Country cooking.
Well, you're going to appeal to the Rubens, then, as well as the...
Right. All the apple knockers who live up there, as well as the city folk who want to get away from the hustle and bustle of the city life. Apple knockers, Rubes, anybody are welcome.
I suppose you're going
City slickers, you name them.
Yeah. I suppose you're going to belong to one of the... eating clubs, the credit clubs, so that...
Well, I tell you this, I'll accept all credit cards. The only thing is, I'm going to send out my own bill and say whatever percentage would be going out.
Well, I don't...
Kind of a sneaky way to add to my overall gross.
I think it is. It's kind of a taking...
My attorney, who's from Philadelphia, he advised me to do that.
Well, I hope you're successful. When do you plan to open? You got an opening date set, or...
Yes, we... Going to try to open the weekend after Labor Day.
Hey, that's a real good time. I mean, you get...
It's coming weekend.
Yeah, you won't be...
The end of the season, but it's...
Well, a big rush will be off.
No, that's right. We can more or less mosey around and take care of one or two people, and we won't be troubled with too many.
Going to have entertainment up there?
Well, I thought maybe Saturday night we could have in some music, maybe a piano player, a celeste, organ, or something, I don't know. Floors are kind of creaky. I don't suppose we could put a heavy organ in
no.
there.
No, you know where to come for your entertainment, the Bob and Ray Entertainment Bureau. We book all kinds of acts, and I think we would have something that would fit in very well if you're in.
Well, I don't know, Bob. I think I'd rather go for some of the local people. I know there's several boys up there have their own orchestras.
Uh-huh. Well, keep in touch with us and let us know how the plans are working out.
Calvin Hetchkit, I know, has a three-piece orchestra. He's not too far. He's over in Bailey's Mistake, Maine.
Uh-huh. Well, We'll be up there for the opening. In fact, we can probably cover it if Lou gets back in time.
Would you? I was so... Well, thank you for making available this wonderful advertising.
A wonderful free plunge for you.
Coast to coast, I can't get over it.
Figured we weren't doing anything else at the
moment. Thank you very much.
Hey, Bob and Ray,
Friends, I think you remember Tex Blaisdell.
Mind if I have one of your pistachio nuts there?
Please help yourself.
Thanks.
Tex Blaisdell has been with us for many years, and he's on the road with the Smoky Valley Boys most of the time.
Not on the road anymore. We've decided to settle down here in Big Town.
That old cowboy suit, how long have you been wearing that one?
About 14 years.
I wonder if we could change...
A lot of good miles left in it.
I wonder if you'd get downwind, Tex.
And then let me just move down to that other microphone.
Wonderful. Good. I think I'll be more comfortable.
Now, I hear Mary's going to open an inn and that she's looking for entertainment.
That's right.
I figured this was just the spot for me and the Smoky Valley Boys.
Well, you have the boys here. What kind of music will you entertain or furnish?
Well, we furnish, of course, the traditional Western brand of music. Plus, it's been a long time since we played together, and we're running extensive rehearsals at the present time.
I see. Do you want to give a little
this
sample?
This one didn't
right
have
here?
Nothing in it. This,
you want to give a little sample? Oh, really? That happens sometimes.
I brought the boys up here, and maybe they could audition.
Okay, come on, Pie Plant and Rhubarb, all you folks.
Slim
and Tex.
And the other Tex there. Right. He don't talk, but he's a funny fella just the same.
Okay, well, Mary, you want to give this a listen?
I'd be delighted. And I only hope it's the type of music I want.
All right. Stand by, man. When I give you the dumb beat, let's do it up real good for him. One and two. Go! How do you like it?
Well,
what up, Smokey?
Well, I mean, when's
Smokey's the... Smokey's a little unused to the electric guitar there. He's got to get unplugged there.
It's
huh?
pretty silly playing that with one foot in a pail full of water, too.
Well, I told you he was funny.
Yeah. All right, well, go ahead. Try it again. Let's see.
Well, let's have something different here, fellas. One and two and three and...
Well,
all right.
Just
there,
second,
Tex.
So, well, where's the music?
That's what
it's
I say.
Like a vamp, you know.
I know, but we're having extensive rehearsals, and we will get into melody and repertoire in probably a few days or so.
Hey, Tex, before you go on, I have a record here of the Bob and Ray Small Assistant Wallace.
Oh, yes.
And before we go into your music any further, I wonder if you'd give that a listen and see maybe if you could use him as your vocalist.
Well, we sing ourselves, you know. I don't know whether
you should hear. He could be a featured vocalist, or you could sing along with him. See.
Well, let me hear his record.
You better listen to it, buddy.
All right, Wallace, we'll listen to it.
Okay, go ahead. Give it a spin, Joe.
Sweet melodies, greeting the dawn, happy the morn.
That's a lot of noise
like
out
it,
of a little
you?
Feller like that, ain't it?
Well, you like it, don't you?
Well, it's good, but it don't fit into the Western brand of music.
I don't think. Well, you see, Tech, I'd love to be able to hire you, but I'm afraid I don't like the it's all there.
Well, I think
it doesn't seem to be any tune.
This would go great in a country inn like
you. Do you have another one you could play for?
Well, we've been working on this one. We got it partway finished, but...
You fellas,
as I said, most of the stuff we're doing now is vamps.
You want me to sing along with it?
No, you don't need to, Wallace. I think we can handle this one by ourselves. You all ready, Smokey and Tex? All right. Give them a sample. Go.
Tex?
Yeah?
I know you're busy strumming the guitar, but where's the song? I mean, it's...
Well, we get to that at the end of the vamp.
Oh, all right. Well,
They got this down real good right now.
Well, I mean, you know, you can have too long a vamp. You know that?
Well, I suppose...
All right, cut it. We're running out of time.
Hold it up.
I don't think I need it. Thank you very much.
Keep working on it, Tex, anyway. Maybe we'll find another spot.
We'll figure out something for Mary. Don't worry.
Thanks a lot.
Time has certainly run away from us today. We can call in Arthur Schrank tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to.
So, until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
little bit of film that we're going to show.
That's
so
right.
It's an expensive thing.
Well, it's going to be worth it, really.
It
really
is going to be worth
clips.
It.
I have.
All right, now can you sit here and do
Look,
it?
Look, I'll go out in the audience, sit around three or four people out there, and
all
you
right.
get the typical reaction. Wait,
okay.
Look at that.
Mr. Bland is going out and seating himself.
All right,
Captain,
let him sit down.
Wallace, our small assistant, is helping him to his seat.
Thanks very much. Okay, you can let the film go.
All right, projectionist, will you start the movie, please?
It is hard to read now.
Hey, it's getting dark.
Oh, look
at the blood. Wipe down, will you, buddy?
Did you not promise me that someday... that someday you would let me read it?
Is that... you wish?
I do wish it.
You had a nose full of nickels, you'd
today.
Be a millionaire.
Hold your pipe down, fella.
May I open it?
Open it? And read.
When's the newsreel come on?
Will you keep quiet?
Farewell, Roxanne. Because today I die.
Aloud.
Boy, you bet.
I know that it will be today, my own dearly beloved.
You might die in my hands if I had a gun.
Because of his love I have not told.
Will you be quiet?
Quiet down. Dry
without
up.
Telling you. No more shall my eyes drink the sight of you like wine. Nevermore, with the look that is a kiss, follow the sweet grace of you.
Well, what's the matter?
This letter.
I remember now the way you have right? pushing back a lock of hair.
You got a wrong kind of a movie.
Yeah, well, hold it. Projectionist, turn the movie off, will you, please? Light, turn the lights on.
Well,
Mr. Bland, you want to come back
yeah,
up here just
please.
A second?
Okay.
I can tell you,
you have some kind of a light movie.
Well, in other words, you need a comedy to make
oh,
that funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, gee, nothing like that. I mean, I tried to lighten it up when he said this is the day I die, but I really.